You're with Sounds Like Canada on CBC Radio 1. Kathleen Vaughan describes herself as the gadfly of the bog world. Kathleen is an artist in Toronto, but part of her heart and soul lies in the peat bogs of northwestern Europe. Specifically, she's fascinated by the bodies of the bog, ancient bodies which have been preserved in peat for centuries. These so-called bog people are the subject of a traveling archaeological exhibition and Kathleen Vaughan's art exhibition. And Kathleen is directly across from me in our Toronto studio. Good morning.
Hello, Sheila.
Tell me more about the bog people.
Well, the bog people themselves are the most astonishing phenomenon. They're human beings who have been put into peat bogs one way or the other and have been preserved by the anaerobic environment, by the chemistry in the bog. So they're mummified naturally in that environment. But because it's a watery bog, it's almost amniotic in a certain way. The bodies remain, generally speaking, succulent, juicy, quite beautiful, quite human. They aren't the Egyptian or the Peruvian mummies that desiccate. They're lovely. They're beautiful.
And how did you find out about them?
Well, it was a wonderful coincidence. There I was standing in the Concordia Library waiting to photocopy, I don't even remember what now. And so I was standing, killing time. I looked over into the shelves and saw a book called The Bog People by P.V. Glob. And, you know, I just couldn't resist. Who could?
Of course, I couldn't have.
No. So I pulled the book off the shelf and it fell open to these most beautiful photographs by a Danish photographer, Lennart Larsen, black and white portraits of a particular individual we call Tallinn Man. They're named for the places they're found. And so this was a Danish individual dead around the time of the birth of Christ who had been dug up in the 1950s and became a fascinating archaeological specimen for people all around the world and really kick-started a whole series of artworks of mine.
And what was it that made you think, I mean, this is as human interest, but your artistic imagination was piqued by this?
I think it was the beauty of the bodies. There he was lying on a piece of cloth in a very restful, almost fetal pose. He'd been murdered, but he had the most peaceful look on his face. So there was and there's the whole mystery of it all. You know, the photographs don't tell us the explicit stories they suggest. And so for somebody who loves mystery and suggestion, they just sort of get my juices running and off I go.
So you see the kind of beauty in these corpses.
Yes, definitely.
Where does that come from?
I think it's because they are who we are. It's the connection through human flesh, through shared experience, through our momentary entitlements on the planet that, you know, we're here just for this brief moment. We are like them and they are like us.
Kathleen, there's an archaeological exhibit called The Mysterious Bog People that's touring the world, and it's been on display at the Museum of Civilization in Hull, well, which they now call Gatineau, and in Calgary at the Glenbow, which huge crowds going out to see. Now it's at the Drents Museum in the Netherlands, and your exhibit's showing next door, and you're just back from there. And
I am.
Before I ask you about the trip, and I want to know, let's listen to some of the comments from the director of the Drents Museum, okay?
Okay.
He spoke at the opening of your exhibition.
I was literally overwhelmed by Kathleen Vaughan's work, and she made quite an impression on me. Her work is spiritual by nature, and it reminds us of our own mortality, and not in a frightening way, but almost reassuring and lovingly. We in the Netherlands, and certainly the people of Drenton, are accustomed to the bog bodies. We grew up with them, but people, even now at the exhibition, are looking at them. They are in touch with their ancestors in some way. And Kathleen's work expresses the mystery and wonderment that we feel when we look at these very well-preserved bodies. But there's more. She makes us think of the everlasting circle of life and death. You know, to be honest, I was also very amazed that the Bog People exhibition, once when it was in Canada, was such an enormous success. But now when I see the paintings of Kathleen, I think she really captures the amazement that people from all over the world have when they see those bog bodies.
That was Michel van Marseveen, the director of the Drents Museum in the Netherlands.